Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Once again, I hope you had a chance to look at the blog. I did some building the other day, and I built some owl boxes, one of which I hung yesterday afternoon. I was really hoping that I had a visitor sitting in it last night, but no such luck. I'll have to go out and check it later and see if anybody stopped by. So of course, with that being said, we will stick with the owl stuff for today's topic and read two more chapters of The Tale of Solomon Owl, written by Arthur Scott Bailey. I think I might just read this whole book for the next few episodes, but we will see. Stay tuned. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Cousin Simon Screecher. Solomon Owl had a small cousin named Simon Screecher. He was unlike Solomon in some respects because he always wore ear tufts and his eyes were yellow instead of black. But in some other ways, he was no different from Solomon Owl, for he was a noisy chap and dearly loved mice to eat. It happened that the two met in the woods one fine fall evening, and they agreed to go hunting mice together. Now, being so much smaller than Solomon, Simon Screecher was all the spryer. In fact, he was so active that he could catch mice faster than Solomon Owl could capture them. And they had not hunted long before Solomon discovered that Simon had succeeded in disposing of 6 mice to his 3. That discovery did not please Solomon at all. "Look here," he said. "Since we're hunting together, it's only fair to divide what we catch half and half." Simon Screecher hesitated. But after reflecting that his cousin was very big and very strong, he agreed to Solomon's suggestion. So they resumed their hunting, and every time one of them caught 2 mice, he gave 1 mouse to his cousin. Still, Solomon Owl was not satisfied. "Wait a moment," Solomon called to Simon Screecher. "It has just occurred to me that I am more than twice as big as you are, so I ought to have twice as many mice as you." This time, Simon Screecher hesitated longer. He did not like the second suggestion even as well as the first, and in the end, he said as much too. But Solomon Owl insisted that it was only fair. "You surely ought to be glad to please your own cousin," he told Simon. "It's not that," said Simon Screecher. "It seems to me that since I am not half your size, I ought to have twice as many mice to eat, so I'll grow bigger." Well, Solomon Owl hadn't thought of that. He was puzzled to know what to say, and he wanted time in which to ponder. "I'll think over what you say," he told Simon Screecher. "And now, since it's almost dawn, we'd better not hunt any longer tonight. But I'll meet you again at dusk if you'll come to my house." "Very well, Cousin Solomon," Simon answered. "I'm sure that after you've had a good sleep, you'll be ready to agree with me." "If that's the case, I may not take any nap at all," Solomon replied. "Oh, you ought to have your rest," his cousin exclaimed. Simon knew that if Solomon went all day without sleep, he would be frightfully peevish by nightfall. "Well, I'll try to get 40 winks," Solomon promised, "but I don't believe I can get more than that because I have so much on my mind that I'm sure to be wakeful." Simon Screecher was somewhat worried as they parted. His wailing, tremulous whistle, which floated through the shadowy woods, showed that he was far from happy. a cousinly quarrel. It proved to be just as Solomon Owl had told his cousin, Simon Screecher. Solomon had so much on his mind that he had no sooner fallen asleep than he awoke again to study over the question that perplexed him. He certainly did not want Simon to have twice as many mice as he. But Simon's argument was a good one. He had said that since Solomon was more than twice his size, it was proper that he should have a chance to grow. And everybody knew, Solomon reflected, everybody knew that eating made one larger. The longer Solomon pondered, the farther he seemed from any answer that he liked. And he began to fear that he would not succeed in getting more than 39 winks all day instead of 40, when all at once an idea came into his mind. Solomon knew right away that he had nothing more to worry about. He dropped into a sound sleep with a pleasant smile upon his usually solemn face. And when he opened his eyes again, it was time for Simon Screecher to arrive. Yes, Solomon could hear his cousin's whistle even then. So he hurried to his door, and there was Simon, sitting on a limb of the big hemlock, waiting for him. "It's all right," said Solomon to his cousin. "I agree to your suggestion. We'll hunt together again tonight, and if you will give me 1/3 of all the mice you catch, I promise to give you 2/3 of all the mice that I capture." "Good," said Simon Screecher, and he looked vastly relieved. "Just hoot when you have any mice for me." "Whistle when you have any for me," Solomon Owl replied. And at that, they started out for the night's sport. It was not long before Simon Screecher's well-known whistle brought Solomon hurrying to him. Simon already had 3 mice, one of which he gave to Solomon according to their agreement. That same thing happened several times, until at last Simon Screecher began to grumble. "What's the matter?" he asked his cousin. "You are not hooting as you promised you would." "But I haven't caught any mice yet," Solomon Owl replied. Again and again and again, Simon's call summoned Solomon. But not once did Solomon's summon Simon. And all the time, Simon Screecher grew more discontented. Toward the end of the night, he declared flatly that he wasn't going to hunt any more with his cousin. "I've done exactly as I agreed," Solomon Owl protested. "You're altogether too slow and clumsy," Simon Screecher told him bluntly. "If I'm going to hunt with anybody after this, I'm going to choose someone that's as spry as I am. There's no sense in my working for you. Here I've toiled all night long, and I'm still hungry, for I've given you 1/3 of my food." They parted then, and none too pleasantly. In Simon's whistle, as he flew away toward his home, there was unmistakable anger. But Solomon Owl's answering hoots, while they were not exactly sweet, seemed to carry more than a hint of laughter. One would naturally think that Solomon might have been even hungrier than his small cousin, but it was not so. He had more to eat than usual, for he had been very busy catching locusts and katydids and frogs too. Solomon Owl had not tried to catch a single mouse that night. You know now the idea that had come to him while he was lying awake in his house during the daytime. He had made up his mind that he would not hunt for mice, and since he had not promised Simon to give him anything else, there was no reason why he should not eat all the frogs and katydids and locusts that he could find. Perhaps it was not surprising that Simon Screecher never guessed the truth. But he seemed to know that there was something queer about that night's hunting, for he never came to Solomon Owl's house again.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned